Praise his name. Are you happy to be out tonight?
Yes.
Every opportunity we have, Saints, it's a grand privilege. Let's stand together, if you will, and just bow our heads as we open the service. Lord Jesus, Father, we adore you. Lord, thank you so much that you've placed that desire in our hearts. Lord, that we would come and to gather. Father, I know many people are busy tonight doing different things. But Lord, you place that desire to where, Father, it's a privilege and an honor to come and to gather. Lord Jesus, we love you so much. Thank you that you supplied us a nice place here to, Lord, that we can come and, Lord, hear your word, hear you speak to us. Pray, Lord, that you would reveal it to us tonight. Lord, may you feed us, each and every one, what we have need of. We love you, Lord. Have your way now, Father. We ask in the remainder of the service that you get the glory and honor in everything. We ask in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Thank you. I'd like you to turn with me, if you would, in our capstone book, sir. Praise his name. Page 45. Reach out and touch the Lord. He's there, saints. If you got any needs, any cries, amen. 'Twas a dark and stormy night on the Sea of Galilee. The disciples were so fearful of the fury of the sea. Out upon the raging waters walked the blessed Lord of life. He calmed the troubled waters as he walked by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he walks by. As he walked the dusty wayside on his way to raise the dead, mighty was the crowd that pressed him, hungry for the living bread. I must touch him, cried a woman. I must touch him or I'll die. She reached out and touched the Lord as he walked by. Reach out, oh hallelujah, as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Reach out to him, saints. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and He's always there, saints. All you have to do is reach out. Praise his name. Page 85. Same books there. At Calvary, mercy was great. Amen. When you reach out, saints, he's there. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Oh, victory ahead. Amen. Through his grace, saints, what he's done for us. Victory.
When the host of Israel, led by God, round the walls of Jericho softly trod, trusting in the Lord, they felt the conqueror's tread. By faith they saw the victory. Victory ahead, oh victory ahead, through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord, he knew of amen. By faith I see the victory ahead. David with the shepherd's sling and five stones met the giant on the field. By faith he saw the victory ahead. Victory ahead. Oh, victory ahead. Through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see that victory ahead. Daniel prayed unto the Lord thrice each day. Then unto the lion's den led the way. Trusting in the Lord, he did not fear or dread. By faith he saw that victory ahead. Oh, victory ahead. Oh, victory ahead. Through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see that victory ahead. Often with the carnal mind I was tried, asking for deliverance, oft I cried. Trusting in the Lord, I reckoned I was dead. By faith I saw the victory ahead. Oh, victory ahead. Oh, victory ahead. Through the blood of Jesus, victory ahead. Trusting in the Lord, I hear the conqueror's tread. By faith I see that victory ahead.
Amen. Do you see that victory? Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus. Glory. Amen. Brother Luke, would you come up for the offering?
Amen. Gracious Jesus.
Amen. That's the blessing, if you will.
Lord,
I am determined. I've made up my mind. Praise his name.
I am determined. I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I am determined. I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I'll follow wherever he leads. I'll pasture wherever he feeds. Oh, I am determined, I've made up my mind, I'll serve the Lord.
Amen. How many have something on your heart tonight? Request, a need? Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Josh, would you take the request tonight?
Everything before you, Lord, and trust in you now. We ask you to have your way in the man of the service. Everything be said and done for your glory and your honor. Lord,
be seated.
Thank you.
Praise the name of the Son of God, Karen. Ask if you'd come.
Holy believe.
help us to truly, as we sing that little chorus, Lord, I believe. Oh, may it truly resonate in our hearts. The Lord, help us to believe all that you've spoken to us, Lord, and to take you at your word in simplicity. Amen. As we bow our heads, precious Lord, we just want to say thank you for the opportunity to come in, Lord, and together underneath the presence of your Holy Spirit. Lord, together with saints of like precious faith around your word, and Lord, open up these pages, and though I may be the voice that will be speaking tonight, Lord, may we truly let the words that you've spoken and printed onto these pages, Lord, speak to our hearts, Lord, maybe in a little special way. The Lord, it would just grasp and help us to get a hold a little closer, Lord, of the things that you've given us. And Lord, may we truly be a people that are crying out, Lord, for revelation and understanding of thy precious word. The Lord, we would be true soldiers and true examples for you and witnesses in this last day. And Father, we ask your blessings upon your word and bless each one of us that hears. And we'll never fail to see that you receive the glory and the honor for it all. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. He is really precious. Amen. You know, it's just so good. You may have to work out in the world and you're surrounded by all kinds of chaos and situations all day long. It's just good to come in where there's peace and contentment in here. You know, you have peace within yourself. But oh, after you have to share the world and all their troubles all day long, it's just such a blessing to be with those that have a peace and a joy and just thankful for what God's done for them. Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, I'd like to turn our Bibles. We're going to read some very familiar scriptures tonight, just praying that it'll stir your hearts. But in John 14 and 16, if you would, we'll start there. Just really enjoying what our pastor's been bringing back on faith and the way he's been bringing it out. And I know it's blessing many people that's been hearing and stirring their hearts. And God has a way of doing that. And you know, it's just precious to see others that are feeling that zeal burning in their heart and seeing the move of the Holy Spirit. But here in John 14 and 16, it says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. And yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. And because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you." May the Lord bless you in his word. You may be seated. You know, I've just been dwelling on God's great plan and the way it worked. He's put this together. And you know, as you stop to think about his disciples at the time that he was even speaking these words, the full meaning of what he was saying, they didn't grasp. They heard him speak it, but it wasn't a reality to them yet. And you know, and even Jesus, and just think about these scriptures now. In John 14:26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I've said unto you." In John 15:26, 26 as well. "But when the Comforter is come, who I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning." Just think about these things he was speaking. And put yourself in those disciples' shoes, hearing these things, but the fullness of it not soaking into them yet. But I want you to think about that just a little bit, as our pastor's been talking about faith and the revealing of God's word. And God sent a prophet in this age to open up our eyes. And you know, I think many times of the people that walked the earth with him, just as many of the disciples walked with the Lord, many things God was speaking through that prophet, they weren't looking at it in the right manner sometimes, as that God was bringing the word. But you know, we've been blessed to be a people that God's seen us here in this time, and he predestinated each one here or wherever that we would hear the same word at some time. Yes. And he would send that little germ of the Holy Ghost, the teacher. And that word, that little seed that was there from the beginning, that he saw before there was a moon or a star, he knew exactly when it would be watered and when it would come to life. And how this precious word, as we're hearing it, and how we're able now to look back and see this great picture unfold that was taking place. And I think of that many times, and I want you to notice that as we go on over here. I want to go to Acts, the first chapter, if you want to turn with me. And just think about these scriptures as they were happening in the sequence. And this was in Acts, the first chapter. And we'll just start here about the fourth verse just to catch what was happening. And being assembled together with him, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he saith unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all of Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the utmost parts of the earth. And so these words being spoken, and then the disciples going into the upper room, and then the second chapter begins to speak about the day when the day of Pentecost was fully come. So the disciples hearing these words and realizing that the Holy Ghost come down and separated himself, set upon him as cloven tongues of fire, and realizing Brother Branham in this age has come and showed us that God was separating himself. And even the things our pastor was speaking Sunday morning, just think about God and what he's done for you and for me through the simplicity of his word and what he's doing for us today by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And he says here, Peter began to speak, and I'd like to pick up here in the 22nd verse, and realizing Peter had already told them that they weren't drunk with the new wine. But I want you to listen to this. Peter began to speak, and we've read this many times, but just think about this as all the things Jesus had said to them. And I want you to notice as Peter begins to speak here, he says, ye men of Israel, hear ye these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, and him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and slain by wicked hands and have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be beholden it. And now I want you to start to watch as Peter, all that's been spoken back here of Jesus, as it began to flow from the revelation of it that was burning in his heart at this point. And where was that coming from? The anointing of the Holy Spirit. Bringing those things back to his mind, and just look at the picture that began to unfold as Peter began to push this forward. He says, therefore, for David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. And therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad, and moreover also my flesh rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life, and thou shalt make full the joy, my joy, with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. But therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath, that God had sworn with an oath to him that the fruit of his loins according to the flesh he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, and that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, wherefore we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, having received the Father, the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this that ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, for he saith to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all of the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Yes. Think about that. So as Peter was bringing this forth, and it was just burning, and it was coming forth from him, and you have sat underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit and had God speak to you through a man's lips. That's God's provided channel. So we know exactly what these folks... Now, Peter, he was filling it up there. He was filling the anointing, and it was coming down, and oh, the picture that was bullying up out of him as he was bringing forth that word in simplicity, pointing it back to the Scriptures. Look, here it is. Here it is, and those people sitting out there, oh, they were so pricked in their heart. What must we do? Think about how the word was just drawing them, and it was just pulling on them. There was a predestinated seed there that was just, something was just striking it. One is the whole time. Oh, Peter was letting him have it, but there was something working on both ends. The Holy Spirit kindling that spirit and revealing the word that Peter was even speaking, gelling it together in the hearts of those people. The same work he's doing today, how many years down the road? God does never change. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's got a predestinated people today that's going to have the same burning challenge and zeal to meet the need of this hour, the same as they did at this point in time. But I want you to think about that as the revealing of God's word was going forth, and it began to happen just the way God said it would. Look at what was taking place in the hearts of these people. Yes. Let's turn over here to, let's go to Colossians 1. Apostle Paul beginning to speak here and think about this. Amen. Just let it be God. It's God's word. It's pure and unadulterated. You may, I don't know where you're going with this, but just let it gel together in our hearts. God's got a purpose in everything. Amen. Each time we come in, if we'll just let God have his way, he'll take each scripture and just keep building it in our hearts and building it bigger and bigger into what consumes us. And until we reach that place to where we don't want nothing else in our minds, but Lord, what did you say? And let it be to me according to thy word. In Colossians 1, and start here at the 15th verse, Paul speaking, very familiar. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things. And by him all things consist. Yes. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning from the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Glory. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether there be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Yes. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. Wherefore I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, and whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word. Even the mystery, which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glories of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. So think about this. It says, Paul, come along, and God revealed to him this great plan and showed him the purpose for which Paul was raised up. And Paul writing these words for that little bride and putting it onto printed page. And you know, it's all good, but it wasn't the fullness of time. God had a plan for this to all take place the way that it did. Yes. But I want you to think that God has sent a prophet in this age to bring even these things that Paul said, and just it seems like he just magnified him and brought out greater that plan of God to each one of us as individuals. Yes. Not that it would just be words on a page, but he said he would have a little bride that would be so like him, spotless, without wrinkle, in his image, conformed, and just bearing about in his life and living it forth. Think about the reality of those things as Paul was speaking these things, realizing that he was going to have the preeminence in this body of believers. Realizing that it would be people so surrendered, they were not looking at what's happening around them. They're not concerned with the world in which they live. But their life is centered on one thing. Just as Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. As each one of these men, you can see as Peter was called, and Paul, these different apostles and prophets that were sent out. They didn't care about nothing else but doing what God had sent them to do for their purpose and time. And that little bride's been sent here today, called out, chosen to be separated for him, to be a light shining forth to this people, to this nation, to declare by our actions, our desires, everything about us, that Jesus Christ is living again today. And how's that happen? Just because I want to? No. But God predestinated a special little seed and sent down the watering of that precious word and the revealing of it by the moving of the Holy Spirit to reveal that word to that little bride, that it would take a people and so conform them to the image that he's seen them being. But this is in the message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed, just to renew your mind to it. And Brother Brandon was speaking here. This is paragraph 448. I was going to see if maybe I could cut down just a little bit. We'll go ahead and grab it. He says, now notice, God making himself known. Now, we're not supposed to make converts to Christianity by a government, but by the revelation that Christ in you, as God was in Christ. As God was in Christ, Christ is in you. And when God did that in Christ, what God did in Christ, Christ will do in you. What signs did God in Christ? Christ does in you. Oh, isn't that beautiful? He says, oh my, I like that. Jesus said, at that day, and that's this day, at that day when the revelation is made known, you will know that I am in the Father in me, and I in you, and you in me. When that revelation is made manifest, at that day ye shall know that I and the Father are one, and I am in the Father is in me. And when that revelation comes forth, that I was in you and you in me, there you are, see, the three manifold, what for? To bring it back. As Jesus was the Word of God, he vindicated the same. Yes. And if he wasn't the Word, he wouldn't have made manifest the Word. He'd have been some great theologian. That would have been the Roman side the world was looking for. See, yes, sir. That would have been him. And that's what they were looking for today. Somebody that can exceed Billy Graham, or somebody that can smother down their organization, come up with them Baptists. They don't know where they're standing. See, they're looking for that. But the church is looking for the humility and the signs of the living God. Yes. And I want you to think about that as you look back at our examples. Look at Peter as he began to preach the word. Look at Paul. Look at the humility that was in their lives as they was just declaring the gospel. And look at how it was attracting. It was attracting to that little seed wherever they were. It caught their attention and drawed them to it. Not to their vain. As Paul said, we didn't come to you with mighty words of wisdom. We came to you in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. A changed life. A life lived out before the people that they could see and know and recognize that, hey, they took notice of those at the gate that they had been with Jesus. Think of the life that was being projected forth. And oh my, may we be a people that our life, even here at home, on the job, wherever we're walking, our life is projecting that testimony. It's shining forth that I'm not the person I used to be. I'm not the person that this world, this is not my home. I'm just passing through. And may my life truly be an example that something greater than me has taken me over and possessing itself in humility and simplicity, not in my chest poked out. I'm a Christian. I got all faith. No. But in humility, letting God live that life through us. Yes, amen. He says here, he says, so the church, Jesus was the sign, let's see, yeah. The church is looking for humility, the signs of the living God. Jesus wasn't a great theologian. He was a common peasant, a carpenter's son, so-called, see, and he walked around. But he said, some of you show me what the Bible says that I will do that I haven't manifested. And oh, what an example. As Brother Branham tried to draw our attention to this many times. As when you think of that testimony, Enoch had that testimony that he pleased God.
Yes, he did.
And think about Jesus. He knew who he was. As Brother Branham said in Christ's Mystery, God revealed. But what's this word say of you and me? And can I truly look into that word and truly see the reflection being made real? Could I say the same thing? What's that word say I will be today that I am not? Is my life bearing testimony that this word is I'm being conformed to every word and to the very image of Jesus Christ? Oh, it's a good thought to think on and to meditate on. He says, so the church can do the same thing today. What Christ did, so the church does now. That day you'll know that I'm in the Father is in me, and I in you, and you, and you in me. See, there you go, marching on to Zion, to where the King, at that day you will know that I'm in you. And watch here, it's beautiful. I don't want you to miss this. Now everybody, you people on tape and out in the jungles, wherever you hear it, listen. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. And Jesus said, now watch, the Father that sent him went in him to vindicate himself right, for he was the Word. And the same Jesus that sends you goes with you and in you to vindicate the same God. As the Father has sent me and I live by the Father, so I'll send you and you'll live by me. What is it? He's the Word. You live by the Word. Oh, how I'd like to take a text on that and preach now for a couple hours. He says, see, notice, I and the Father, and the Father that sent me went with him. And the Father that sends Jesus sends us goes in us. A little while and the world won't see me no more. Yet ye shall see me, for I, the personal pronoun, the person, Jesus, will be with you, even in you, at the end of the world. And the works that I do shall you do also. Now go back and see what he done, and then see what you do, and then compare yourself. Yes, and oh, what a great time we're living in to be able to truly see this word and to have that opportunity to see what he was and to see what that word said I should be, and then go back and compare myself and see where I'm lining up. Amen. You know, a lot of people, they're not one to compare with the word. They want to compare with the great signs and wonders that was back there. They want to compare with a lot of the things that they pick and choose, but there's a little people that's been predestinated all over this earth that's comparing with the entire Word of God. They're looking for the every action to be projected through them, every motion, every word they speak, every thought they think, every place they go, everything. They want it to be to one thing, to glorify Jesus Christ and to shine forth His glory. You know, it's so easy to watch how quickly, and our pastors mentioned it before, worldly slang and different things, how quickly people will adapt to something that's new and come out. Yes, and how that, but look, as Paul warned us many, many times, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. To this word, not to somebody's idea, but back to the word. What did he say? What did God say to us? And just think of that as Peter was speaking. David, being a prophet, spoke these things, seeing them afar off. Think of our prophet today, the things that he was speaking, looking, knowing the day would come, that little bride would be raptured away. Yes. And he would be caught, and he was preparing the way, laying out the foundation, and renewing our minds and unfailing this great mystery and a hidden secret that had been hidden. And showing it that it would come in, that we could see it in such a simplicity, that God would do this great work in us. For without me, you can do nothing. But with me, you can do all things. God revealing himself, showing. It's not what you're going to do, but it's what I'm going to do through you if you'll just yield me that body as a living sacrifice. Yes. Amen. Let me see here. This is in the message. The spoken word is the original seed. And amen. I don't want to take up too much time here. Let's see. They said, so this is, we'll just start about paragraph 299. Read down through here. It won't take too long. It says, listen close now. How different Jesus was in his days from the denominations of his day. They would point back to him, and how I'd like to hold on this a while. Who they would point back over their shoulder, back down through time, and say, we are Moses' disciples. And we know that God appeared to Moses in the burning bush. We know. And I want you to think of the type today. They knowed the history of Moses, but they did not know the God of Moses. Because he stood before them in John 6 and said, before Moses was, before Abraham was, I am. The burning bush, they knowed Moses' history. And so it is today. They know the God. They claim to know the word of Christ, but they don't know the God that was in Christ. A painted fire. Who can get warm by a painted fire? A seminary experience. And they knowed Moses, but not his God. And Jesus could and did say, amen, listen at this, brother. Now, I feel like David swinging the sling up now. I hope I don't seem sacrilegious to your friends. I'm all right, but I just feel good, and I'm getting to feeling fine now, he says. Jesus could and did say, the Father that sent me is in me. And as he sent me, so send I you to his disciples. The Father that sent me is with me, and if I do not the works of the word promised of my Father, then don't believe me, because they're the ones that testify of me. Hallelujah, O church, where are you at? Jesus said, they say, oh, we know that God did this, but not today. Jesus said the same. We know God was with Moses, but the God that was with me is in me, because if you don't believe it, see what's written of me, see what the scripture said I would do, and if I don't fit the scriptures, then don't believe me. And oh, if we could just take many people, if they could just realize the things that God was speaking through the prophet. Me and Brother Wesley were speaking a little bit Sunday together and talking about how they want to place the things Brother Branham said while he was dealing with situations from the 50s and the 60s. When he would talk about women bobbing their hair and women wearing these things that pertain to men as garments and all. Oh, he was dealing with situations back then. When he would say, how could you do it if you had the Holy Ghost? Yes, that word still pertains to today. That Holy Spirit still crying out, how can you do these things? Say it so, it isn't so. If you'd have known Moses, just as Jesus said, if you'd have known Moses, you would have known me. Yes, oh my, how if we would just in simplicity take God at his word each and every time. And say, Lord, let it be to me according to thy word. Instead of trying to place it off somewhere else or make some excuse for it. And say, it don't have to be that way. It's kind of like this. Just take it the way God presented it to us and say, Lord, let me measure up to it exactly like that. Yes. Because you know what? There's going to come a time when God's going to judge this world and he's going to judge each one of us. And I don't want to be standing there looking and saying no disrespect, but I don't want to be standing there holding Brother Josh's arm and say, Brother Josh told me this is the way it's going to be, and I'm leaning on that. No, God showed us we had a vindicated prophet, and by God's grace, I want to be one that's standing there saying, I'm leaning on this. This is what God spoke to my heart. And each one of us is an individual. It's not grab a hold of our pastor and say, I'm leaning on what he said. No. But it's got to be a personal revelation to you, revealed to you, that God was speaking to you directly to your heart. This word was for you as an individual. Amen. So many people want to link arms and hold on to each other. We've got it. This is right. We've studied it out. No. Where's the revelation to you as a personal? Peter was the only one standing there out of all those disciples that day that could say, thou art the Christ. Oh my, he didn't care what the others had to say. He had heard everything they'd done and said. But in his heart, something had dropped in. Thou art the Christ. He knew where he was standing and what he was holding to at that moment. Oh my, may we truly hold to this precious word 100%. Yes, and don't give up the way. Hold our fast the profession of our faith without wavering. He says, we know that God did this, but not today. But God that was with me is in me. See here. See, it's written to me. What the scripture said I would do, and if I don't fit the scriptures, then don't believe me. But let me say this, not sacrilegious, but let me say this about the message that I'm preaching. If God doesn't vindicate this to be the truth, then it's not. But if the word vindicates I'm telling you the truth, then believe the word. They are what testify whether I'm telling the truth or not. They're the testimony. They testify for the ministry he gave me. He promised this in the last days, and here's that. He said, what would it do? Here it is. We're going right into it now. See, whether it's the truth or not, let God do the testifying. If the works, the things that I'm preaching, don't testify back that it's the truth, then it's not the truth. But if the word speaks of this, and here it is, then what are you going to do about it? And amen, by God's grace, we have seen it vindicated and know it to be the truth. And oh my, we better make sure that we're not letting some idea, someone's opinion sway us in any manner from what God has handed down to us. Amen. But take thus saith the Lord, just as it came through God's ministry, the prophet. Amen. Amen. Let's see. This is in the message, Look Away to Jesus, at paragraph 248. It may sound a little different, but just we'll get through it here. The woman at the well, she got a look one time, and what did she see? She expressed it in the city. She said, "Come see a man who told me the things that I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah?" When she took her first look at Jesus Christ, she saw the Messiah. People can look at the same thing today and call it mental telepathy. They call it spiritualism. They call it any kind of a devil name they can call it because they don't know what they're looking for. They don't understand. They're looking for a creed. They're looking for a genius to set the church in order. They're looking for more members and fail to see the blessed Lord Jesus Christ and his identified word. It depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for the fulfillment of the promise of today, you'll see it. But if you're looking for some intellectual or something they've always looked for, some great founder, some historian, some other person, something else, you'll fail to see it. But when you look at him through the word declares who he is. And he challenged the people of this day to do the same. They couldn't see him. He said, "You blind leaders of the blind, you claim Moses to be your prophet. If you would have known Moses, you would have known me. Moses wrote about me," and they were too blind to see it, looking right at it, too blind to see it. I'm dovetailing that glare this morning for a few minutes, you see. They're looking, and they don't know what they're looking for because they got the wrong conception of what they're trying to find. And how would you know what you wanted to find if you didn't know what you was looking for? How would you go hunt for a pumpkin and you'd never seen one, never heard of one? How would you go find a watermelon if you had never known there was such a thing? How would it look? Why, you could just find a tub and think it was a watermelon. You'd find something else and you could find a block and think it was a watermelon. But you've got to know what you're looking for. And the only way that you'll ever know what you're going to be what you're looking for is if you're looking for Jesus, you'll look to the Word. For he is the Word. They are they that testify of me. Search the Scriptures. And so many people have not stopped to listen to the voice that God provided. They're looking at it, and how deceiving it would almost be to think about when our prophet was here and walking with him, hearing the words he was speaking at the time, and how not seeing the fulfillment of all of it, and just hearing what he was saying, and just like they did with Jesus. Well, we know where he sleeps. We know where we've hunted with him. We've fished with him. We know where he's been. And Brother Branham kind of showed us that. Through his own ministry, he was bringing that out, showing that people were not seeing what God was trying to do. But God had a provided channel, and he sent forth a fivefold ministry that would take a hold, and God would reveal himself, and they would bring this word in such a manner that not to point them to themselves, not to lift themselves up, but to point it right back into that word to show what God's plan, it was laying there. And God provided those men what? To bring that word back to our remembrance and to bring it back. And to bring it back, as Peter said, "I know you know these things, but I'll not fail to stir up your mind by way of remembrance." He knew that they heard it. They had all stood there and heard the things that he had heard. But he was stirring it back to their mind. Remember what he said, and giving the Holy Spirit the opportunity to grab a hold of it and to place it into their hearts with a reality. And oh my, as we stand here each and every service listening to the Holy Spirit, coming underneath that anointing, praying and crying, saying, "God, please open up my heart. Reveal to me this precious word." God's word's laying here. We come in his provided channel. What's he doing every day? He's making his word manifest. "Seek me with all your heart. Diligently seek me. Come in and provide. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together." And you watch God continue to do that work. Continue to mold and continue to bring that word to what is bringing the revelation of who Jesus Christ is and what he wants in your life fully. Not just a historic message, not just words on a page that, "Oh, that was good. Papa Paul said that. Brother Branham said that. That's all good." But it's gelling it together in the heart of that little bride, and it's preparing her. And it ain't going to be long. This whole flesh is going to drop one of these days, and that little elect is going to go sailing and change in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. And oh my, we're looking for that day. We believe it's coming. We're not just pushing it off. "Well, this has got to happen." No, any day now, it could happen. And may we be ready and looking for that moment. Not losing sight of the purpose for which we've been sent, but looking and watching God's every move, listening to the word each and every time we have an opportunity, saying, "Lord, open my heart and make it real to me." Amen. Let me see here. We'll just catch the top of this and then we'll close. You sisters could come to the instruments and maybe we'll go a little further later. Amen. Paragraph 117, and it's the rising of the sun. You can do nothing without me, but with me you can do all things, as he is the Word. It's the Father living. The Father sent me, so send I you. And as the Father has fired me and pushed me into everything I do, I do only that which is pleasing to God. Now as he sent me, so send I you, with the same mechanics. It takes the same dynamics to operate it. And the same shine shall follow them that claim to have the mechanics. The dynamics will take its place. Paul said the gospel came to us not in word only, through gasoline only, but through the spark also to make it move. There you are. It came to us in the same manner. It's the same spirit that raised him up, that quickened the true believer to eternal life. And remember, potentially, now watch as we're getting out of our time. Notice the same spirit, Romans 8:1. And let's just read that again in Romans 8:1, and we'll see what it says, all right? But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, there you are. If the bridegroom's spirit dwells in the bride, so the bride must, see, he says, when God made his first bridegroom, he made the bridegroom first. Let me drop one down. He says, so the bride must also be the flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone. And then how is this mortal flesh going to become his flesh? We'll get to it in a minute. What is it? A great transformation. Oh my, the predestinated one. Yes. Of course, like a seed laid upon the earth. The one had life in them. Many of them were dead, and they were just rotten seed. The waters and things burnt them out. But you know, there was a seed laying there ready for life, and God knowed it was laying there. The predestinated ones are the first to be quickened by the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit comes to claim its own. And he says, now this is deep now. Be sure to catch this good. As the sun went across the earth not to bring rocks, which was dirt also, to life. It was not to bring all the dirt to life, but was to bring part of the dirt which was enclosed around to life. Not all men will receive Christ, oh no. But those which God foreordained to life is housed around some of the dirt of the earth. And the ones he comes to quicken, they're the ones. And that dirt would lay there in the sun and say, oh, this old sun is so hot. The rock would say, this old sun is so hot. But that little seed would say, that's what I'm looking for. And it began to spring forth to life. It quickened the part of the dirt because the sun was sent not to quicken the rock and not to quicken the dirt, but to quicken that life of the seed. Yes. And oh my, as we see this precious word has went forth, God revealing himself, and that word going forth, and there's a little predestinated seed that it's catching their attention. Some just heard a man speak. Some just, it's a good thing to talk about, and it's wonderful, and oh my, look at all the wonderful things that he did, and they make a history out of it. But there's someone that truly sees the end of all things is at hand, and there's a work to be completed and finished. As our pastor was speaking, we got to finish the work that's been left for us. And may we be pressing, may we be pushing. And Lord, crying out, reveal yourself greater to us. That as this word comes forth, it'll be striking our hearts. Not in a manner of just, oh, he's speaking about that again. He's talking about that again. I think sometimes of how many times we've heard many topics preached on out of this message. But each time God brings it back, there's a higher height in it. There's a higher rung in it. God knows exactly what you need and when we need it. And there's just, he has a way to work all things to his good. You know, sometimes you may look around and just, well, what's this happening for? Why is this situation taking place? Where is this? God knows what it takes for everything to work right in his time. And you watch it work to his glory and to his honor. And you watch somewhere there'll be a little seed sprout, catch and grow that much more from what God's doing through his precious word. And oh, don't put limits on God, but when we cry out, Lord, just let me be found in the center of your will. Lord, let me be one that's yielded to you, that you could do whatever it is you see fit, whatever you need, just let me yield to you, Lord. Yes, and oh, to let my life be sweet. Amen. Yes, amen. Let's all stand, if you would. Pray you can take something from that this evening. Yes. I know there's a lot of things there and a lot of different directions you could go, but just want you to think about it in the simplicity of the revealing that God's been done over the years, and how blessed we've been to be able to stand where we are and to be able to look and see that great big picture. and have God shine down that light that though we didn't see those things happen, I didn't see eyeballs created in someone's face. I didn't see a leg that was broken maybe straightened out. But I believe God did it just the same. Amen. Just as much as I believe that same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel through that land was here again.
Yes.
Oh my, may it strike our hearts into reality. Amen. Oh. Let's sing that little chorus, Footprints of Jesus, as our pastor comes.
Footprints of Jesus leading the way. Footprints of Jesus by night and by day. I would follow, my life would be sweet.
Amen.
Following Jesus and his wounded feet.
Sing it again.
Footprints of Jesus leading the way. Footprints of Jesus by night and by day.
So thankful to have my heart and mind renewed back to the Word of God. Just something about it, as I've said many, many times, it never grows old. It's just something about it, just the Word of God. What? It's inspired. It's so precious and so glorious to be able to listen to the Word of God. I'm just so thankful God opened my heart to the Word of God. Amen. And I continue to pray and ask God to continue to open my understanding of the Word. You do too, don't you? Amen. Well, we love him and so thankful. I'm so thankful Brother Timothy helped out tonight. And pray that we'll take those precious words of life and measure ourselves up again by it. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Kind Heavenly Father, again, we just want to say thank you. Thank you from the depths of our heart. And we're, Lord, just we keep praying and seeking you and calling out for you that to continue to open our hearts to the Word of God, to make every word real and such a burning reality in our lives, that, Lord, we could truly see it expressed and made manifest through us. That, Lord, everything, even down to the changing this body, as we mentioned Sunday, Lord, it's just been burning on my heart lately just to think of what, Lord, will happen and what will take place. To just think, Lord, that from one moment of time that we'd be living in this mortal body, mortal flesh and breathing, eating food and wearing clothes as we do, Lord, and doing our daily chores and the things in life that we must take care of, Lord, as beings. And to think, Lord, that in one moment, and the scripture says in a twinkling of an eye, how quickly that'll take place, Lord, that these bodies will change and take on immortality. Lord, I'm looking forward to that day. And Father, I trust that you'll put such a burning desire in every little bride's heart, that Father, she'll be desiring that. She'll be hungering for that. She'll be calling out for that. Knowing, Father, we're living in that time and hour that all these things that you have prophesied down through the years and the things you spoke through that prophet this last day must be fulfilled. And we're looking for that day now, Lord, knowing and Father, may you be stirring a love in our heart for the appearing of the Lord. So pray that you'll bless us now and just continue to help us to do and to be everything you want us to be. We just thank you so much, Lord, for your grace and mercy. May you just place upon our hearts, Lord, a desire to be here again Sunday if you should tarry. And Lord, come hungering to hear the word of God. And Lord, we could get a closer walk with you. Thank you again, Lord, for your many blessings. Go with each one now. Keep us safe as we travel upon the highways. And Brother Pitt's driving that far. Just keep a hand upon him, Lord. Keep him safe. Father, bring us back the next appointed time. We ask in your glorious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. May the Lord richly bless you.